I greet this morning all brothers and sisters from near and far, and also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online. We are still overwhelmed of last night, of the blessing which we received. But not only we, but also the brothers and sisters from half of the world. Already in the early morning, they were writing emails, and they expressed how they were overwhelmed. They sent greetings. Here's a family for the first time from Armenia. We welcome you in a special way. And our brothers from Africa and other countries, we are grateful to God that today it's possible that one can travel, that one can have part in the days of the apostles. Such a journey was connected with weeks and months, and today it's possible in one day. Yes, for the beginning, before Brother Thomas sings songs and before Alfred Borg reads us the word of introduction, I would like to give you the greetings from our brothers and sisters, from Brother Manasseh. From Haiti, we received greetings. From Brother Philemon, from Pretoria. From Brother Mbamba, from Australia. Brother Paul Nyagi, from Nairobi. Brother Joseph, from the DRC. Brother Joey, from Lima, Peru. Brother Manka, from Italy. Brother Goma, from Nancy, France. Brother Andre from the Ukraine, Brother Engana from Angola, then Brother Animasi from the DRC, Brother Dr. Lotika from Australia, then Brother Gormi from the DRC, Brother Vando from South Africa, Brother Yapi Leon from Abidjan, Brother Marcus Rashidi from Pakistan, Brother Lukumbumka from Tanzania, Brother Victor Jarmail from India, Brother Jean Martin from Abidjan, then we have Brother Lupondo from Africa, Brother Leonidas from Burundi, Brother Alberto from the DRC, Brother Tambo Manaka, then greetings from Brother Kendi and from Brother Bulumba, from Brother Joe Motika, greetings from Brother Anthony, greetings from Brother Zulu, greetings from Brother Vladimir from Russia, greetings from Brother Mashi from Pakistan, from Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda, and from Brother Amos from Douala. These were all the greetings. And now we ask Brother Thomas to sing with us the songs. Yes, and what connects us with all brothers and sisters worldwide is expressed in song number 9, Blessed Assurance. Song number 9, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, I am my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day.
Praise and thanks be to the Lord for this song. Now, perhaps let us sing a second song, number 14, because we expect from the Lord that He will bless us richly, just as He did it last night. Let us express it prayerfully. Song 14, Showers of Blessing, number 14.
Der Schöne Schöne Sonne,
Thank you. drops from the sun.
Showers of blessing shall fall. This is all our wish this morning. We are grateful for the blessing which God has given us last night. We are grateful to be here this morning to again hear His word.
Rufe des ewigen Mund, Zeiten der ewigen Erquickung.
Times of refreshing.
Tut die Verheißung uns kund.
The promise tells us, showers of blessing. We have heard it last night. We are children of promise.
Kinder nach Isaac.
Children as Isaac was. Children of promise.
Uns gehören die Verheißungen.
The promises are ours. And we believe that every promise of God is yes and amen. For the glory of God through us. When the Lord can fulfill His promise in us, then His name is glorified by it. And therefore we are here this morning. May the Lord reach all of us. May He speak to our hearts. And whatever we need, the Lord knows you. He knows me. He knows us. And we trust that He gives us whatever we have need of. I read a word for introduction. A well-known word from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, Luke, chapter 10,
from verse 21.
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in Thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Has the Lord revealed it to us? In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. Praise be to God. He rejoiced. We read often Jesus wept at the grave, at Lazarus when he died. Jesus wept when he looked over Jerusalem. He wept over this city because they missed the hour of their gracious visitation. He wept. Here he rejoiced. And I'm so grateful to God that he helped you and me. Yesterday we heard, Brother Frank said it, this word everybody can read, but there's the need of the revelation by his Holy Spirit to understand it. We are grateful to God that he has revealed it unto us, who the Father is, who the Son is. Just remember the word from 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. A very well-known word. 1 John 5, verse 20. We know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. Has he given this understanding? Praise and thanks. Then we can also rejoice about it. He has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Praise and thanks. Luke 10:23. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. Can the Lord tell this to us this morning? It's not our merit. It's his grace which he has given toward us. That he opened our eyes, that he opened our ears, that he opened our hearts for the last message which he sent in our days. Brothers and sisters, this is the work of God in you and in me. Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. Praise and thanks. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. We are so grateful for that what we get to hear in these days from the Word of God. We are not only hearing it, but the Spirit comes to help us and makes the things heard alive. And we have heard it last night. We are not only here to hear, but we are here to experience the things which we hear. Did you come for this purpose? May the Lord grant it to all of us this morning. We believe that the Lord is present. We believe that the Spirit of God is here to confirm his word in you and in me. May it happen in the name of the Lord. Let us now stand up for prayer. I ask that Brother Müller comes to pray with us. Please. Beloved Lord, we are so grateful to you. for your great plan of salvation, which you purposed before the foundation of the world. We're so grateful that you included us into this plan. Please, let it be manifested in your people for your glory and for your praise. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We look up and trust you, Lord. As said, you blessed us last night, and you will do it today. You will confirm your word. Receive the praise and the thanks. Bless our brother. Strengthen him. Receive the worship. Blessed be your wonderful name. We want to hear you. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Pardon? We sing only believe, and then we ask the parents to come with their children to the front. Only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here.
We ask Brother Daniel that he comes, that he prays with us, that he dedicates this child. Come a bit closer.
Tată Ceresc, în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos, îți mulțumim pentru această zi din viața familiei, surorii noastre. Te rugăm în numele Domnului Iisus ca Tu să-L binecuvântezi pe tânărul Mirica. Tu ai spus ca copiii să fie lăsați să vină la Tine. De aceea te rugăm, păstrează Tu harului, dă-i Tu sănătate, dă-i tărie, dă-i putere. Însoțește-L în toate zilele vieții Lui, Tată scump. Încredințăm în mâna Ta, Doamne, și credem că Tu L-ai binecuvântat într-un mod deosebit, împreună cu întreaga familie. Binecuvântează pe părinți cu înțelepciune, ca ei să îl crească în ascultare față de Tine, să întipărească cuvintele Tale, Doamne, în mintea acestui copilaș, Mirica. Domnul să fie lăudat pentru toate. Amin.
Amen. Amen.
So, you dürft euch wieder setzen.
You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. The sermon we heard already. Very, very mighty. Blessed are the eyes that which see. Blessed are the ears that hear. To the wise and prudent it remained hidden, but to the babes it was revealed. To those who didn't visit any Bible school, who didn't visit any preacher seminars, simple people, as in the days of our Lord. The one was a fisherman. The other one was a just simple people our Lord called. Not scribes, not high of reputation, no, simple people who didn't pass on their own opinions, but who were available for the Lord so that he can speak through them and so that they could pass on his word. Also, Brother Branham was a most simple American which existed. His mother was from an Indian reservoir. Simple people. But God, God chooses that what is nothing before the world. Who are you? Who am I? To the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. Now, just briefly now, I would like to call our brothers and welcoming them. Brother Eli, please stand up. Brother Eli, where are you? This is our brother Eli from Kananga. God bless you and the local assembly there and all in the surroundings and in all the country. Then we have Brother Nazir. Where is Brother Nazir? God bless our brother and may he make him a blessing for the church and all of the surroundings and the whole country there. Then we have Brother Jean-Luc in our midst. And when I look on this ID card, it's a man of the government in Kinshasa. He's even written president. We welcome him. Please stand up. The Lord God, where is he? There. The Lord God bless you in a very special way. We see that the Lord not only calls the simple people, he also calls people who have certain tasks to fulfill. And especially in Kinshasa, the president years back, he offered his Mercedes, his driver, and his security people from my arrival until my departure. The man stood before the hotel room. He was standing there the whole night. God really took care that doors opened and that the hearts also opened. We are very, very grateful for all our brothers whom the Lord can use. Then we have Brother Justin in our midst with his family from Johannesburg. Please stand up. Where are you? Brother Justin, may the Lord God bless you. May he bless Brother Motika. May he bless all in Johannesburg and in all of South and East and Central Africa. God has his people and his messengers also in our time, in all countries, in all nations. Also, all the others from South Africa, may God bless you in a very special way. Then our friends from Edmonton, God bless you. Yes, may God bless all from all countries and tongues. Today we are gathered from probably 23 different nationalities. We are gathered here. And if we then imagine that the whole world can join us, can listen We are grateful to God with all our hearts. And I hope that we also take responsibility for it. I cannot be the only one who takes responsibility. All brothers, we all have a certain responsibility before God to pass on the things which the Lord has entrusted to us. And we heard already in the word of introduction of the time of refreshing. We've heard of it. And if one would go to James 5, verse 7, there it's written of the latter rain which the Lord will send. Everything is written, but especially that with the times of refreshing, before the return of Jesus Christ, Peter, in the second sermon, 2,000 years ago, he emphasized in Acts chapter 3, here it's written from verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Without repentance, without conversion, there is no forgiveness. Repentance, conversion, forgiveness, they belong together. Blessed is he whose sins are forgiven. And here it's written, it continues, verse 19, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. He cannot send Jesus before that. Our Lord cannot return before that. Firstly, the times of refreshing must come. The time of calling out, the time of separation, and the time of preparation. As written. And then, of our Lord and Savior, it is said, 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Can you remain sitting when you hear such words? Can you remain sitting? In the second sermon, 2,000 years ago, under the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit in reference to our Lord, who promised, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to take you unto myself. And then, him the heaven must receive until the times of restoration, of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. What did the apostles do? They returned to that what God spoke and announced through the prophets, what he promised in the Old Testament. And the prophets were searching what time it would be in which all these things would come to fulfillment, which were revealed to them. And we, beloved brothers and sisters, we are living in that time period in which this word of God comes to fulfillment on the earth in the bride of the Lamb. Because all the others, they are walking their own ways. And they will not hearken to that, what the Spirit says unto the church in this time. How grateful we can be to have found grace in the sight of God. Not you, not I, not we have purposed it like that, have planned it. God planned it that way, that there's always a remnant. In Romans 11, it's written, Israel has not recognized it. All of Israel didn't recognize what's all about. But the elect, they recognized it. They received and accepted. And by grace, they experienced it. And Paul then wrote on and said, also in our time, the same is taking place. There's a remnant. And we may just see it confirmed before our eyes that we are swimming against the stream. We are not swimming with the multitudes, but by grace we made our decision for the Lord. For he decided for us before the foundation of the world. And as sure as the Lamb of God was ordained to be slain before the foundation of the world and to give us the redemption and salvation, so sure our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we really appreciate the grace which God has given us. It's really about the preparation for the return of Jesus Christ. And this is written in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 8. The promise for us, Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. That's what it's all about. Matthew 5, verse 8. That's what's all about in our time. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Then, in Psalms 24, we have the promise for all who will be with the Lord. Psalms 24, and here it is verse 3 and 4, probably. Psalms, verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Not on some mountain, not into the Himalaya or some other mountains. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who He who is of a pure heart and who can believe with all his heart, he will be part of it. And when I then think about Revelation 14, where the 144,000 are shown on Mount Zion, who shall dwell there? Who will be on that holy mountain? Then the redeemed multitude sings so loud in heaven that it can be heard on the earth, but not everywhere, only on Mount Zion. Who shall dwell in the holy mount? Then the 144,000 will sing, will be shown on Mount Zion. But from heaven, the singing comes down from the bride of the Lamb. Let us read it. Let us read briefly these precious verses from the book of Revelation, chapter 14. And please, brothers and sisters, receive it by faith. Receive it into your heart that we are ordained for it, to not only hear these things, but to experience them personally and to be part of it when the Lord returns to take us home. Revelation 14, from verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And then comes the mighty. Very mighty. That John, on the Isle of Patmos, all these experiences, which will be, which are still in the future today, that by the Spirit, he was led into all these experiences, which will take place, that in the Spirit, he exactly knew where it belongs, in what connection it will take place. And then we read here from verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven. Brothers and sisters, he was on the Isle of Patmos. I was also there on that Isle of Patmos. Yes, and there, here on the earth, and he hears the voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. The redeemed multitude is playing on the harp, sings with all their hearts the new song. That's how it is written here in verse 3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And when we go to Revelation 7, then the two prophets have a time of 3.5 years to bring the divine message to the people of Israel. And also there, perhaps it should be said here, when brothers take the quotes of Brother Branham, who sometimes speaks of 7 years, and then he also speaks of 3.5 years, and then it is being said, before the opening of the seals, he spoke about 7 years, and after the opening of the seals, he spoke about 3.5 years. The brothers neither have a clear mind nor have their revelation by the Spirit of God. If Brother Branham speaks about all the time period after the rapture, then he speaks of 7 years. But when he speaks of the ministry of the two prophets, then it's about 3.5 years. We just have to place everything correctly by His grace, placing it correctly, namely, as He said it, but in the right connection, as He meant it. And if then brothers are saying, oh, Brother Frank, we cannot accept because he believes that it will be 7 years and not 3.5 years. It's just incomprehensible. And just keep in mind one thing. Without revelation, everyone will go into error. May he be who he likes to be. And even the statement, this quote I noted down, which Brother Branham made, say only the things what I said on the tapes. At that time, various brothers claimed various things that Brother Branham said this or that, and then he had to make this declaration. He said, say only what I said on the tapes. And out of this, they made in Jefferson, out of this they made that only the tapes of Brother Branham may be played, that no other has the right to bring the word. When I think on all the things, what Satan did, what kind of damage he did through men who have no divine call, then one could really take the whip, as our Lord did, going into the temple, throwing over the tables and saying, get out of here. He who is of God heareth God's word, and he who is of God preaches the word of God, but always in the right connection, by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Even when we think about it, of the moment where it's written in Revelation 10, when the oath is being made, the oath, then it's only 3.5 years left. 100%, 100% divided in the Holy Scriptures. Because after the ministry of the two prophets, then the temple is measured. And in Malachi 3, verse 1, it's still written, and the Lord, the angel of the covenant, will come to his temple. In Revelation 10, he descends. And then the oath, in the days when the seventh angel, when the seventh trumpet angel will sound his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished. I don't know how you feel, but for me, it has such a great meaning that God has revealed unto us all of the plan of salvation, balanced Old and New Testament, in complete harmony. He revealed it to us by His grace. The apostles, they could only go back to that what the prophets have said. But we go back to that what the prophets and what the apostles have said. We have the all of the Old and New Testament by grace. We have it in a divine harmony. And if then in Daniel 12, verse 7, it's written that in the moment when the angel makes this oath, one time, half of a time, and half of a time, and the times, then in the Word of God, everything is decided when what will take place, in which connection. For me, it's very important that the Word of God is preached in purity, not an explanation, not an interpretation. It could be this way or that way. No, as God has said it in His Word, thus it is. And Paul writes to Timothy, be a worker who rightly divideth the word of truth. Just the word of truth, rightly dividing it. And coming back to Acts 3, Him, our Redeemer, the heavens must receive until the times of restoration of all that what God preached beforehand. So, then the promise, I send unto you the prophet Elijah, who will restore all things. Brothers and sisters, and then our Lord confirmed it in Matthew 17 and in Mark chapter 9. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. To the Lord God be the thanks for it. William Branham was not sent to make a new religion or to establish a new denomination. He was sent to bring us back to the original foundation of the apostles and prophets. And as it was in the days of Elijah, what was at that time? What? There also 3.5 years passed where no rain fell. But what was the main thing? The flour in the pot was not getting empty, and the oil in the cruse also not. There was enough there to remain alive. Both the flour to bake a bread and the oil belonged to it. What is today? God has given us grace. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And the wise virgins, they have the oil in the cruse with them. They can fill up in every meeting. We can fill up of the oil of the Spirit. And whoever is of God heareth the words of God. Here comes something very special in Revelation 14. It's written here from verse 4 in reference to the 144,000. Revelation 14, verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Virgins. We all know already in the Old Testament, God called Israel a woman which became untrue to him. In the New Testament, it's the church. And here, the 144,000, they didn't belong to any Christian denomination. They waited until their time would come, and it will come. And then they will be sealed. And they are shown with a lamb. Brothers and sisters, also we must remain a virgin, undefiled, pure of all what is being taught in churches and denominations, standing before the Lord without spot, without blemish. And then comes the statement here, especially in verse 5, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault. They are without fault. What did we hear yesterday? No lie is of the truth. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth who leads us into all the truth. And for they are without fault, without blemish. Why? They followed the Lamb. The Lamb shed its blood. Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. How will I stand, you and I? How will we stand before God? Because we accepted the blood of the Lamb, because we didn't commit any spiritual fornication, because we were not defiled with strange doctrines, but rather we remained in the doctrine of God, sanctified in the word of truth, and we are presented as a pure virgin to meet the Lord, without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed in the word of God. For me, it's very important. Let us say it once again. John, on the Isle of Patmos, in the spirit, he's raptured. Whether with the nations, whether with the church, Revelation 12, 14, everything is shown to him in the spirit. He was even raptured unto the day of the Lord in the spirit, and he heard unspeakable words. Brothers and sisters, the same Spirit of God leads us into everything. What was shown to him, what was revealed to him. And I write it now. I write it. When Brother Branham, 1963, when he spoke about the seven seals, nothing of that what he spoke of, nothing happened in 1963. Nothing. He just repeated. And he led us into that what was shown to John on the Isle of Patmos. So that we see all of the connections and so that we can place it scripturally. 1963 was, of course, no half an hour of silence in heaven. The Lord, of course, didn't come down from the throne of grace. The time of grace didn't stop at 1963, as some claim. No, we are still in the time of grace. But let us say it once again. Brother Branham was transferred into the Spirit to that what was shown to John. And he placed everything correctly. And we are so grateful to God for the understanding of all of the plan of salvation of our God, which was never revealed in such a way as it is revealed now. It's really the time of restoration of all things, the times of refreshing, the time of calling out, the time of preparation, everything by grace. And if you then think about it, how the Lord has led his people revival after revival. We are now living in the country of Reformation. And oh, what they are claiming and writing here. We just leave it. We leave it. But so much we all know that 100 years before the Reformation, there was a Jan Hus. And the Bohemian brothers, they were also there. A Wycliffe was there. But then came the breakthrough of the Reformation. And afterward, all the revivals until the Pentecostal revival. And in the past week, I was reading that a well-known evangelist, it was in a magazine, an evangelist led 72 million to Christ. 72 million. It's a large number. But how? By raising the hands? Brothers and sisters, thanks be to God that we can preach the truth to the people. Repentance, conversion, forgiveness, faith, connecting them with God. Not a decision which one makes today and tomorrow. One walks on his own ways, but rather a true experience, an experience of salvation with God. Then we have the many scriptures, especially from 1 John. The men of God, they were writing, led, being driven by the Holy Spirit. What is so great to us today, what is so important for us today. Also here, 1 John chapter 1, chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, it is written, 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Amen. Listen to it once again. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Because we remain in his word. Because only in the word of God we can be sanctified. And without sanctification, no one will see God. Everything goes with it. The blood of the Lamb, the word and the spirit. Then we read on in the same chapter. Verse 9, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and still hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. What a serious word. Claiming one can everything. One can claim that I'm right before God. One can claim. But here it is written, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9, he that saith he is in the light, he who claims to be in the light and to be really in the light, there are two totally different things. Many are claiming many things. So it's not enough to claim with words something, to be and to walk in the light, and then hating the brother. It's not correct. It's impossible. He who walks in the light, he walks with God. He's joined with God. Let us read until verse 11. Verse 9 again. He that claims that he is in the light and yet hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Amen. This amen was not loud enough. We need an agreement toward the word of God. Let us be honest. What good is the claim? Oh, I'm right before God. Many things one can claim. Important is what our life really manifests. Then verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth. Such people don't know where they walk to. Just blinded. They don't know where they walk because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Brothers and sisters, when we think of all the scriptures, which are so 100% clear, light and truth, please don't deceive yourself. Others we cannot deceive at all. Only each one can deceive himself when he claims things which are not so as they should be. The same John writes, don't laugh as Cain laughed, who slew his brother because his works were evil. But the divine love is connected to every word of God, to the love of God, to the love towards all whom God loved, who have become his own possession, loving them, revealing the love of God. I noted down some verses from Psalms 119. I would like to read them. Psalms 119. As already men of God in the Old Testament expressed their hearts, bringing everything before the Lord. Psalms 119 is, of course, the longest Psalms which we have. And here we have, in verse 105, Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Whoever claims to walk in the light will walk according to the word of God by grace. Once again, let us read. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Then we read on. 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from my precepts. Amen. Regardless of that, what comes over us, upon us, I err not from thy way. Verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. Thy testimonies, the testimonies which are in the word of God, are our eternal inheritance. We are heirs and co-heirs of Jesus Christ, heirs of God, regardless of all the trials through which we have to go. Then we read on. Verse 126. It is time for thee, O Lord, to work. Brothers and sisters, this is all our longing. The time is here, and we are longing for it, that God intervenes, that God confirms His word, that the time of refreshing comes, and that we are all blessed. But please, let us pay attention to it. This is the time of preparation for the times of refreshing when the latter rain falls. Because this we all know, although we are not farmers, that the rain falls upon everything what is on the field, whether wheat or whether whatever corn it is, whether tares, the wheat is the most important. The wheat will be gathered into the heavenly garner. And as sure as we preached only the pure and holy word of God, so sure we have nothing sown but the wheat, and this wheat corn will come up in all of us. And this we read many times from Matthew 12. Our Lord, as the firstborn, is the wheat corn which fell into the ground, and He died, and He came forth and brought forth fruit. So we, as the redeemed multitude, are the great wheat field. The redeemed will be taken up and will be with the Lord, and all the others, tares will be burned, but the wheat will be with the Lord. The chaff will be burned. Nothing can be added to the pure proclamation. Nothing is changed. Everything remains as it is written. To this, from Hebrews now, the wonderful word, Hebrews. We read from Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Patience. Need of patience. We need all. Not being impatient, not getting impatient, but to recognize that time is near. The time is at hand. That the Lord will confirm His word. And the times of refreshing will break forth. But the teaching is necessary so that the rain comes upon the divine seed which was sown in this time, the pure, true, holy word of God was sown. And when the latter rain falls, then it will come up to bring forth fruit. And there will be a plentiful harvest which the Lord will take to Himself. Also here, one could read two places from the book of Revelation. Please, take it to heart. Ye have need of patience. That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed and praised be our Lord and God. From Colossians, chapter 3, let me read Colossians, chapter 3.
Hat der Mann Gottes an uns alle Worte gerichtet,
here the man of God addressed words to us which we will take to heart. Colossians chapter 3.
Und hier lesen wir,
we read
von Vers 12.
Colossa, from verse 12. Colossians chapter 3
von Vers 12.
From verse 12. Put on, therefore,
Colossians,
chapter 3, verse 12.
So ziehe denn,
put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Elect of God, as the elect of God. It's not enough to speak of the election. Here we are told what the elect of God must do. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, sanctified in the word of truth, you, as the beloved of God, you put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and patience. Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. The elect do it. The elect, they know that God does not impute any sin to us, that all our sins were laid upon the Lamb of God, He became sin for us so that we have the righteousness of God. Here it's written, verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as the Lord forgave you, so also do ye. Do it, and you will be blessed. And as the Lord does not impute anything to us, listen, this you did, impossible, not. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces on the cross of Calvary. He purchased our salvation. He gave our redemption. And we are still living on the day of salvation. Please, let us take such admonitions to heart. Then it continues. Verse 14, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, called, that the peace of God rules in our hearts. In one body. And be ye thankful. As the body of the Lord, many members are making up one body. And we should be thankful. Joined with God in love and with one another, so that no one can accuse anyone anymore. No, we have come to the Lord. We told everything to the Lord, and we consecrated our lives to Him. And the man of God closes here in verse 17 with the words, verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Just two more scriptures from Ephesians. Just very powerful. In what kind of way God was using the apostles to tell us what we need to know today, to make us aware how the walk with God looks like. And here, in Ephesians chapter 4, we read the well-known words, Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, putting off, ye must put it off, the German Bible. We cannot put the new man over the old man. It's impossible. We must first put off the old man to then put on the new man. An admonition here, very serious, which penetrates the soul. It will be manifested toward the outside. 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Ye must put him off. which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Two times the word must in the German Bible. Two times the word must. In John 3, our Lord said, you must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And here, ye must put off the old man. Ye must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You must put on the new man, which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and through holiness. That's how we read it. Once again, verse 24. And ye must put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and through holiness.
In Wahrheit, Gerechtigkeit und Reinheit. So sieht der neue Mensch.
That's how the new man looks like.
Und nur noch die eine Stelle,
one more scripture.
Die er uns allen jedes Mal neu zu Herzen geht,
which touches our hearts always when we read it.
Im Wort,
the washing in the word.
Von jeder Befleckung,
really washing away every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish. We cannot bring any tradition with us. Everything must become new. The old man must be put off. The old religion must be left behind. Everything must stay behind. And everything must become new. And here, in Ephesians chapter 5, the mighty words are written. Verse 26 and 27. Ephesians 5, verse 26 and 27. It speaks of the church that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord and the church. That he might sanctify and cleanse her, not without washing, but with the washing of the water by the word. The preaching of the word is the most important in this time. Let us take it to heart how it is written of the church, verse 27, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. The blood-bought multitude can only be sanctified when she is purified with the washing of water by the word, and only he who is of a pure heart will see God. Then verse 27, which we know inside out, here it's written that in this way, not in another way, but that in this way, by the cleansing with the washing of water by the word, being sanctified, that in this way he might present the church to himself, that he might a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That she should be holy and without blemish. And she will be without blemish. Taking a bath in the word as it was never possible before. And now just one word, especially addressed to are still working in a profession, especially addressed to all you young people. And just now, a teacher asked me, he of course has to give lessons at school about evolution and about this and that. You all know what is now being taught in the schools. The subjects have become, and then was the question, what can I do as a teacher? What can I do? And brothers and sisters, I could only say, teach what is written in their books, but say it openly and freely. I believe it as it is written in the Word of God. Amen. What shall one do? What one shall do? Here on the earth, everything has become differently. No fear of God anymore among the people. But let us leave this part. Let us thank the Almighty God who said, ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. May God give grace to all in their professions, in all their lives, to remain sober, to take their stand with God, and whatever they have to do, let us do them, let them do it, and nevertheless testifying of that what we believe, of what we stand for. Now one word addressed to all the newcomers who are not yet baptized biblically. We emphasized it. Brothers and sisters, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, to confirm the remission of sins which we accepted. It's the first sermon, and that's how the last sermon must be. If you repented, if you dedicated your life to the Lord, if you left the broad way, and if you entered the straight gate, and if you dedicated your life to the Lord, if you accepted the finished work of redemption for yourself, then it comes to fulfillment. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God give grace to all who make their decision for the Lord, for Him. May He bless them. And after this service, there is the possibility to be baptized. Let us say it once again. Let us thank Him for the time in which we can live, for the revealed Word, nicely placed as never before. And before the times of refreshing comes, and before the Lord returns, everything must be restored in your and in my life, in our lives, in the church. Everything must be restored, so that the church can be washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed by the washing of the Word, sanctified in it, in the perfect will of God, in the perfect Word of God by grace. And the bond of divine love is the bond of perfection. And so may God give grace that we all come to the Lord today, that we submit to Him, bowing before Him, submitting and confessing, Lord, not everything is as it should be, but give me grace And these two musts we want to pay attention to. The old man must be put off before the new man can be put on. The Lord God, may He bless us. Thanks be to the Almighty God for the sending of His servant and prophet. Thanks be to God who leads us into all the truth by His Spirit. To Him be the glory for this precious and holy and precious word of God. And as I said before, we have the Old and the New Testament. What God spoke through the prophets and what God spoke through the apostles. All the teaching, all the promises, everything is here in one book written. And nothing may be added to it. And nothing may be taken away from it. And we all have a yes and amen to every word of God. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God, now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing today the chorus, all things new, the blood of the Lamb cleanses me, all things new. And we sing just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, that thou bidst me come.
As we bow our heads in prayer, as we look up to the throne of grace by faith, and as we know the blood of the new covenant is still in the Holy of Holies on the mercy seat, we know that we found grace with God. We have heard His word. We believed it. We received it. And we got it revealed. Brothers and sisters, the word can be preached, but revelation comes only from God. Only from God. And before one gets the word revealed, one may believe it with all our hearts. Faith is the access to God. Abraham believed God. We believe God. We believe every promise, every word of God. I really believe today that the Lord has strengthened us anew in the faith, settling us in the faith, also therein that our Lord waiteth until the times of refreshing comes, until the time of restoration of all that, what God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets, and then also he himself spoke, and also what he announced through the apostles. And it is taking place before our very eyes. The last message has reached the ends of the earth. The last call goes forth, and the last ones are being called out. And as it was read in the word of introduction, blessed are our eyes, because they see, and blessed are our ears, for they hear. Blessed are our hearts, for they believe. Brothers and sisters, just thank the Almighty God today. Thank him for the grace which he granted to us to live in this time where so many pious voices are sounding forth, that we hear the voice of God through the Word, and that we can refer to it today. If you hear his voice, in his word, we have heard his voice. He spoke to us, and his word will accomplish in all of us for what it was sent for. Firstly, I would like to ask, who would like to be included into this prayer? That the Lord gives all of us the right understanding for the Scripture, giving us the right understanding for the walk with God and with the conduct with one another, so that God can come to his right, and so that the peace of God rules our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. That we stand before God without blemish, without spot. Lord, cleanse my lips, cleanse my heart, purify my thoughts. Let us all pray now. Let us just pray, coming before the Lord, just a few minutes. Let us pray together. Open your heart, open your mouth, and I ask that Brother Schmidt comes to pray with all of us. Just pray all. Thank the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, to you we look up. We thank you that you granted us the grace. Great God, to not walk with the multitudes, but Lord, you have granted us the grace that we see in your light the light. We thank you that we can look up to you. Please bless each one of us who is present here, and also bless each one who listens worldwide. Great God, together we come into your presence, and we thank you that you are the only true God, the only true eternal God, the omnipresent God. You, who you are filling the universe, you are present everywhere. Bless, Lord. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you spoke to us this morning, that you are calling us in purity, in your word is a light unto our feet. Please, Lord, bless all. great and little, young and old, O God, to you be the glory. Amen. Today we make an exception and we will pray for all who are traveling home from South Africa, from Canada, especially for our brothers who are ministering with the word. Please come now to the front, Brother Ellis and the whole family, the sister and all from South Africa. Brother Justin, please come, come. We want to commit you to the grace of God, the ministering brethren, the ministering brethren. We mentioned you by names. Please come now so that we pray for you, that we commit you to the grace of God. It's just so wonderful that people are coming from all over the world to hear the word, and in particular the ministering brethren. Come, the Lord bless you. Who else? Please come. Yes. To the Lord our God be the glory. Our beloved brother Ellis, look here. The Lord God bless you and your house. May God bless you all in Edmonton, in all of Canada. May God bless you, beloved brothers, each one on the place where the Lord has put you. Brother Justin,
God bless you and be with you.
The Lord bless you. May He bless all in all of Africa, especially also in Johannesburg, Pretoria, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, wherever it might be, everywhere we have preached the word.
On
you who are here, regardless of the language, regardless of the nationality, the faithful God, may He bless you in a mighty way. Lord, Almighty God, everything depends on your blessing. Bless our precious sister from South Africa, the mummy from Brother Christian. Bless all in Cape Town, especially Brother Bruce and Brother Daniel. Yes, all brothers who are available for you and who preach your word. Bless all over Europe, in all neighboring countries. Bless in particular in Italy, and bless our beloved brother and Etienne Genton. Bless by your grace. Bless also all from the Iran, from Turkey, wherever they might come from, from all peoples and tongues. And I pray you, beloved Lord, let the word never return void, but that it also accomplishes today and in all future it may accomplish for what you are sending it for. Give all the grace to pray by faith. Beloved Lord, help me. Help me to put off the old man. Beloved Lord, give me the strength to put on the new man who is created after God's righteousness in holiness. Beloved Lord, together we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we ask you once again, bless in all peoples and tongues. Call the last ones out so that the number gets full. Everything will be restored, and then the time of refreshing starts, and you can then return to take us home. Beloved Lord, we thank you for the Old and for the New Testament. We thank you with all our hearts for the ministry of your servant and prophet. And we thank you that your word can be carried as a divine message into all the world. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. Bless the whole, all of the meeting. Bless all by your grace. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You can go in peace. One word addressed to all who would like to be baptized. You may be seated. You may be seated. Whoever would like to be baptized, please come now to the front so that we can pray for you. Do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand. If nobody is here, very good. May the Lord God bless our brothers and sisters from Grodno in a special way. May God bless you from Grodno. May God bless from all peoples and tongues. Is there somebody else? Somebody else? Yes, please come to the front. The water baptism is possible. And all who consecrated their lives to the Lord, they have the possibility to it, to be baptized. Brother Helmut Miskis will tell you a few words. I would like to ask all to remember me in your prayers. On Wednesday, the journey starts, by God's help, to the Far East, to Thailand, to Burma, to Cambodia, to Vietnam, a short trip, 9 days. 9 days is my trip. Together with Brother Lukram to bring the word of the Lord. We will have large international conferences, also from the neighboring countries. We will call the brothers to hear God's word. I have become an old man now, but the word of the Lord is still the same. May God bless all our translators, Brother Jean Lambert, Brother Michael, and all brothers who are traveling from far, and all who are here. Now, I think it's translated into 16 different languages. And by grace, it's passed on into all the world. May God bless our brothers and sisters from Bulgaria. May God bless you. I would like to invite all of you to come to Constantia. God willing, after my return from the Far East, we will then travel on the following weekend. I will be in Constantia, in Romania, right at the Black Sea. And a view over the Black Sea is very nice. Together with Brother Schmidt, we looked over to the Black Sea on the Isle of Krim. We were in Bulgaria. It's a nice view on the Black Sea. And now a nice view from Constantia. I especially think on our Swiss brethren. whom I would like to see in a different country one day. May God bless all of them. Please tell us a few words. We are really grateful to the Lord with all our hearts. This weekend was so mighty, brothers, sisters. Let us really keep these words in our hearts. Let us ponder upon them as Mary did. Traveling home with thanks and rejoicing. And we give you greetings. And we wish you a safe trip home. Now addressed to the believers here, you dedicated your lives to God, you repented, you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and today you are here to give testimony by baptism that you really died with Christ to live with Him in a new life. And as we heard today, the old man must be put off so that the new man can be put on and that we can walk in the image of Christ. Now we want to pray for you. We're asking for the blessing. Let us stand up. Faithful Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that your word is alive, that it still reaches the hearts. Our brothers and sisters are standing here to testify of your grace, of the salvation which they experienced personally. And by water baptism, they are buried together with you and they are rising with you. Bless now our brothers and sisters and guide them and lead them into all the truth and bless all who hear your word now worldwide. Bless us, Lord. And let us ponder upon the words in our hearts. Let us not be forgetful hearers, but let us become doers of thy word. Give grace to it. And I ask especially for our precious brother, your servant. Be with him on this missionary trip. Strengthen him according to spirit, soul, and body. Open the hearts, open the doors, open the ears, and open the understanding for your word, and call out the last ones. Bless and complete your work. Let the times of refreshing come. Lord, we are longing for it. We are longing to be equipped with the power from on high. And let us stand together in prayer for one another and for the matter of God. Let us walk forward by faith, contending for the faith. To you, the Almighty God, we give the thanks and the adoration and the glory in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us sing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are Alpha, you are Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end. You shall be the first, you shall be the last. Forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be the first. Thou shalt be the last. Throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen.